Everybody can probably hear me anyway. Welcome everybody here for our special planning commission meeting on finding facts and conclusions and a decision. You want roll call?
Terry Thompson?
Here.
Chris Rowe?
Here.
Dan Wilson?
Here.
Roger Entry?
Here.
Roger Rent?
Here.
Okay, well, at this time, turn it over to Travis to explain what we're doing here.
Okay, thank you very much. This could potentially be a very quick meeting tonight. Thank you very much for gathering with such short notice. But Kelly Conkright, the city attorney, wanted to make sure that we had something in writing and that you had a chance to review it before the hearing. This information went on to the city council. We're going to put it, normally we don't, they don't get their stuff until about a few days before their meeting, but we wanted to make sure that they had the opportunity to review what you had reviewed. So we're going to send it to them as early as possible. So that could be by this week. So Kelly thought it was important given the potential for legal or appeals or lawsuits over this, that you have the opportunity to review staff's interpretation of what was said and the legal kind of documentation that was prepared on your behalf. So normally, I don't know whether we'll necessarily do this. Normally, you'll just say, this is what you would like the council to know, and then I'll prepare an agenda memo. But so on this, we really can just go through this paragraph by paragraph, or if you have particular concerns.
I think that would be the appropriate thing to do, is just read it. Do you have a copy, Bob?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, would you want me to read it?
Yep, I can read it.
Okay, so the request is by the City of Othello. Council requested the Planning Commission review and make recommendations to them for the adoption of land use regulations pertaining to the production, processing, and retailing of marijuana within the City of Othello. And at the hearing, the Planning Commission was directed by the city, the Planning Commission was directed by the City Council to hold a public hearing on marijuana-related land uses in the city and to recommend to the City Council land use controls regarding the production, processing, and retailing of marijuana within the city. B is the Planning Commission is authorized under Othello Municipal Code 2.21.030 to conduct such a public hearing and to make recommendations. Before I go on, Chris had mentioned that he would like a little bit of an introduction and discussion about the role of the Planning Commission and the Council. I think two of you might have done that for the
I went through all that last spring, a year ago.
Okay, so I will do that again in our May meeting when we start talking about planning and zoning. So I have that and prepared to do that. So on April 18th, 2016, the Planning Commission held a public hearing on marijuana-related land uses within the city. After first providing appropriate public notice of the meeting, do you need a copy of this, John?
Okay. We're on C, John. On number one, go ahead, Travis.
After first providing appropriate public notice and, of the meeting and agenda, public took public testimony and considered reports provided by city staff, including City Administrator Wade Ferris, Planning Director Travis Goddard, and City Attorney Kelly Conkright of Lukens and Annis. D, at the public hearing, the Planning Commission received and considered public testimony, as well as the following written material, a report prepared by myself entitled the 2016 Retooling Our Code Marijuana. That's a PowerPoint presentation. And also the memorandum from Kelly Conkright dated March 31st, 2016, and the attachments thereto. I won't bother going through the rest of that, because that's part of the record. Any comments about that so far? Seems pretty clear.
Anybody have any problems with that?
Nope.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Travis. Findings and conclusions. This is probably the meat. Based on the evidence and information presented and testimony received on April 18th, 2016, the Othello Planning Commission makes the following findings and conclusions regarding land use regulations pertaining to the production, processing, and retaining of marijuana within the city of Othello. On November 6, 2012, the voters of the state of Washington approved initiative 502, now codified in the chapters listed in your recommendation and in Kelly Conkright's documents. Among other things, the Planning Commission authorized the possession, or the I-502 authorized the possession and recreational use of limited amounts of marijuana and promulgation of regulations and license or an issuance of license by the Washington State Liquor Control Board, which is now called the Liquor and Cannabis Board, for the production, processing, and retailing of marijuana. WAC, as noted, is promulgated by the LCB under the authority of I-502, describes the licensing requirements, including number 11, which is relevant to the city of Othello, and that is, the issuance or approval of a license shall not be construed as a license for or an approval of any violation of local rules or ordinances, including but not limited to building fire code, zoning ordinances, and business licensing requirements. So that's important because the legal opinions to this point and the legal rulings at this point is the local jurisdictions have the authority to regulate this as they see fit. Pursuant to Article 11, Section 11 of the Washington State Constitution, the general police powers granted to cities empower and authorize the city of Othello to adopt land use controls to provide for the regulation of land uses within the city and to provide that such uses shall be consistent with applicable law and the Attorney General for the State of Washington issued an advisory opinion on January 16, 2014,
where you're fading away.
Let's see. Within that opinion, the Attorney General concluded that I-502 does not prevent municipalities from regulating the retailing, processing, and production of marijuana within city limits, including placing reasonable restrictions on location as well as prohibiting such land uses altogether. I-502 does not preempt the city of Othello from exercising and administering its constitutional statutory land use regulatory authority to either allow or regulate land uses within the limits of the city of Othello or to prohibit or ban such uses. The prohibition of marijuana production, processing, retailing is subject to the authority and general police power of the city to develop specific and appropriate land use controls regarding such uses. Excuse me. The prohibition of marijuana production, processing, and retailing within the city limits protects the health, safety, and welfare of residents within the city of Othello. And your, I'm sorry, do we have any questions before I just go on to the decision?
Should we, I was talking to a gentleman yesterday, should we, Travis, explain each one of us like the Supreme Court does on why we voted the way we do, or we just vote?
You know, I think it's part of the record how you got to where you were, and you had your discussion kind of before the decision was reached. If you want to do that now, it's entirely up to you.
We just want to follow the law. So.
Okay. You
direct us where you think we ought to go.
Okay. You don't need to do that tonight because simply I just need to know whether this reflects your opinion that were expressed. So it doesn't necessarily include the contradictory or the dissenting opinions that were on the board, but you're always welcome to show up at the city council and I'm 99% sure if you are there when they are discussing this, they will ask you your opinion, what happened, and whether or not this reflects that. So, as a member of the public, you are entitled to come to those meetings and give your opinion. So it's not necessary, but if you want to, now that I think about it, I'm a little inclined to say probably not, because this isn't a public hearing. This is a special meeting to discuss this specifically. So if you get into new ground, it might actually cause a problem.
Probably right, so, okay.
Okay, so the decision was that the Planning Commission considered the evidence, public input, and the above findings and conclusions, and recommends as follows: that the City Council adopt an ordinance which bans the production, processing, and retailing of marijuana within the city through amendment of Othello Municipal Code 17.56170, entitled Prohibited Uses, by adding the following provisions, and this is particularly one thing that you had given us the verbal instruction on. So, and that is Section F, all marijuana-related land uses, including but not limited to the production, processing, or retailing of marijuana, or products containing marijuana.
Okay.
Any questions about that?
Would anybody from the board like to expand on that?
I just have one question. Did we review all of Municipal Code 17.56.170?
We did not. Kelly had brought it up in reference.
Right.
Saying, so we have a couple ways of doing this. We could go into each of the residential zones, which has a list of permitted uses, conditional use permits, and prohibited uses. And so we could add it to all four residential zones. We could add it to all three commercial zones. We could add it to the industrial zones. But part of what our reorganization of the code is going to get at is we have prohibited lists in each zone. Then we have another section that says prohibited uses. And then we have other sections which totally overlap. So one of the things we'll be getting to this year is simplifying and removing those repeated.
I guess my only question in that regard is just making sure it was consistent with the rest of the code and how things are applied in that regard for prohibited uses as pertained to the municipal code. And that was my only question, because I didn't see the whole code, just to verify that.
Sure. I need to do that right now. Thank you, Tricia. Seems to be slower than I'll get out tonight.
City offices have fiber?
Sorry?
Does the city office have fiber for internet?
Not very good one, no.
Not very good fiber.
Gentlemen, I was thinking there would be a quick link to it. It is it Muni code? the city code website.
Our city code website?
Yeah.
Go back to MCL and get the one that's on the code. And then underneath, you know, the website, there's municipal code.
The CO dot Adams.
I don't know why it's acting weird, because the first time I typed it in, it gave me a choice of recent.
Go to www.co.adams. Dot law.
Dot co.
Okay, just go to the city of Oklahoma.
Yeah, it's not working for some reason.
The CO is before Adams.
Oh, before the dot?
www, yeah. No, of course.
That's Adams County, but that's from the city.
www.co.
Okay, sorry.
Dot Adams. Maybe locations of Adams County?
It was here, I think, no?
I'm gonna find anything in the Adams County here.
There it is. We're also assuming that the city of Othello website is choosing to work today. So this is the section that we're looking at right here, 17.56.170, and it's titled Prohibited Uses. The following uses are prohibited in all zones except as specifically allowed below. And so each one, like portable toilets, except for emergency or construction use with permission of public works prior to placement. So in other words, those are prohibited unless there's an emergency and Terry would give them the okay. So boats and watercraft for living in, those are prohibited outright. Vehicles or trailers as a dwelling, those are prohibited outright. Signs except as permitted by the sign code or other city or state code. And then after that would be all marijuana related uses, including but not limited to the production, processing, retailing of marijuana or products containing marijuana.
Okay.
So, and then just to clarify my first statement, so each one of the zoning districts, like the R1 district, it has a permitted use section, and it lists all the permitted uses that are allowed. Single family dwellings, zero lot line construction, and manufactured homes, parks and playgrounds. And then if you keep scrolling down, here's the list of conditional uses, daycares, daycare facility requirements, golf courses, so those are permitted with a conditional use permit. And then, this section is called uses specifically prohibited, as opposed to prohibited uses, which is the section that we're fixing. So each one of these sections has a slightly different prohibited list of what can't be done in that district, whereas the one we're gonna fix just applies across the board.
Perfect.
Any other questions from anybody?
So that's it, unless...
Yeah, we've already voted, so we're not taking any action, we just...
Okay, yeah, so if you...
Just talk what we...
So if no further changes, yeah, then we'll just go ahead and forward this to the city council.
Anybody out there, Bob or John, you wanna comment on anything?
Hello?
The only thing I would do is on the front page of the fourth plan calendar, it says,
Say that again, Bob.
On the front page?
Yep. The fourth line down from the hearing or from the request? Okay?
Within these...
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. You, how would you state that?
I just put W.A. after it.
Othello, Washington.
Yes.
Okay, we can do that.
So just for the record, the comment was is that the title block needs to identify that this is the city of Othello, Washington.
There could be another Othello somewhere in this world, I don't know. There's a game named Othello.
Terry, I got a question.
Yes.
I guess I just wanna make sure we dotted all the i's and crossed all the t's on this. Do we need to pass accepting the written version of this, or is it covered by the actions we did at our last meeting?
Because this is not a decision, it doesn't need to have any formal motion, and it doesn't need to be done at a public hearing. This is a special meeting.
So this is just acceptance of what...
It's not a decision-making...
We just firmly accept it. We can't make any decisions in a special meeting.
Okay, so for clarification purposes, this matches what you want. If you wanted to go into a new direction or get new testimony that hadn't been part of the record, then it would be an issue.
It's kind of like the Othello City Workshop once a month.
Right.
They can't make any decisions here, they just talk about things. Okay?
Okay.
Anybody got anything else? This time I'm looking for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 All right. Thank you, Travis.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bob and John, for coming, and the whole board.